Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
God is not a respecter of persons. We spoke about this. But He does respect faith in His Word. He's not a respecter of a person above another person, but He does respect faith in His Word. And that's why Jesus could say about the centurion who said, you don't have to even come to my house. You just got to speak the word and I know my servant will be healed. That's when Jesus said, I haven't seen such faith in all of Israel with His disciples and apostles standing there. I haven't seen such faith like this Roman centurion who understands something about the kingdom workings. Because remember, the kingdom of God is neither limited by space, time, or matter. That means the word of God, which is a spiritual word from God, is not limited by space, time, or matter. That's why that man could say, hey, I understand authority. And when you got authority, you got authority. If you got authority, like Jesus said, cast out demons, you've got total authority. When He gave it to us, He said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Now you go. Lay hands on the sick, pray in other tongues, do all those things, He said. Cast out devils. That's what Jesus said. He gave us all authority. We've got all authority. Doesn't mean that I'll be healed, but I'll be broke. No, you've got authority to be healed and to have prosperity. Well, I got those two. I can't expect too much from God. He's busy taking care of 7 billion people. No, God said you can have healing, you can have prosperity, you can have peace, you can have protection, you can have joy, you can have all kinds of stuff if you just believe. Speak the word of God in faith, and the word of God that you speak in faith will produce the results that the word of God says will happen. Amen. Amen. So He respects faith in His word. Say, God respects faith in His word. And you've got to remember, He said, I'm not a man that I should lie. He cannot lie. So if He said it, that settles it. Whether you believe it or you don't believe it, it's still settled. He said, my word is forever settled in heaven in Psalm 119. Forever settled in heaven. My word is even above my name. And remember, Jesus is the word. And there's no name that will not bow down to Jesus. Amen. Amen. So Proverbs 4, verse 20. We're just reading that. That's like our foundational statement, scripture right now. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Or I'll just add my word, okay? Because we did that last week. Incline your ears unto my words. Let my words not depart from your eyes. Keep my words in the middle of your heart. For my words are life. Everyone say, my words are life. Unto those that find my words. Are you reading with me? Right? Listen. He says, the words that I've spoken are life unto those people who find my word. You see, Pastor Adam brought a word of life to those ladies yesterday. They found the word through someone telling them the word. How shall they know if a preacher doesn't go? So we got to be about our Father's business bringing the word. But when they found the word, it brought life to them. Okay, that one was like a lead balloon. Aren't you excited two people plucked from hell? I am. Congratulations, brother. I love it. Well done. So when He told them the word, they heard the word. They found the word. He says, the words that I speak are life unto those who find them. They were found by someone telling them. And because they found the word, they received eternal life right there. Amen. And not only will it give you eternal life, it'll give you health to all. My words will bring health to all of your flesh. All of it. Well, Pastor, I've got an incurable disease. In your flesh? Yeah. Then it ain't incurable. Oh, no, you missed that one. You missed that one right there. Is it in your mind, your soulish realm? Bipolarism and all kinds of stuff? And schizophrenia, you know? Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm schizophrenic and so am I. Even those kind of things. Oh, God. And then the other guy who got healed, he said, I once was schizophrenic, now I'm lonely. All right, moving on. But he can even, all of your flesh is part of the soulish realm. He will heal that as well. We're talking God. There's no incurable disease. To mankind there are, but not to God. You can't limit God in anything. There's no limits to God. So you see, you've got to get this kind of mindset, this kind of thinking, because when the devil attacks, and my wife said it rains on the just and the unjust, and things come to the just and the unjust, when it comes to your life, you've got to have this thing firm, foundation, that the engrafted word, you've got the engrafted word, we spoke about it in James 1 last week, remember? The engrafted word becomes a part of who you are. It's part of your DNA. And then as long as you've got that word inside you and it's been engrafted into you, you now demonstrate what Jesus did. And Jesus was a word made flesh. You are now the word made flesh, not Jesus, but the same person with, because Jesus said, you'll do what I do. If I use his word and use the Holy Ghost, I can do what Jesus did. Oh, Father, now, Pastor, now you, I went back to my Catholic days. Pastor, now you're pushing it. Now you're pushing the envelope. I'm going to do what Jesus did. He walked on water. Well, then he's a liar if he said that you can and you can't. Well, Pastor, you're getting radical now. Yep, so did Jesus. He got totally radical. Completely radical, right? Faced every demon in hell. Took every sin upon himself. Every sickness upon himself. You want to talk radical? How can you just, Pastor? It's true. I'm on my soapbox today, and I didn't plan this. So God's word is life, and it's also health or medicine to all flesh. To all flesh. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have life everlasting. He sent forth his word. And what? Healed them. And what? Deliver them from destruction. There's the word right there healing all flesh. And there's the word right there bringing salvation to everyone. Yeah. All you got to do is receive it. He sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Amen. This is our God, guys. Why don't you just shout out the name of Jesus quickly? Come on, do it right now. Just give it a shout. Jesus! Hallelujah, Lord! Yeah. I mean, listen, Pastor, how can you, we're in church. I'm trying to act all dignified and look proper. I'm in church. You best lose your dignity to gain deity. When you lose your dignity, you'll gain his deity. And I've seen you at a football game. Yeah, when a pig skin full of air crosses a white line, you act like a crazy person. You scream. But the man who hung on a cross took a beating, a whipping, a sickness, a sin, took everything. The one who really crossed the finish line. And well, I've got to be dignified. I can't do this. You know, I'll raise my hands when I sing a little bit. Maybe that high. That's how we get. You're not dignified. None of you are dignified. I'm not dignified. If God were to pull his spirit out of us, you'd see what dignity is then. Come on. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay. When God's word concerning healing takes root in your flesh, it cannot be separated from you. When it's engrafted, he said it's engrafted, and you're sealed by the promise of the Holy Spirit. He says, yeah, when God's word, well, I'm saying, when God's word concerning healing takes root in your flesh, it becomes greater than any disease, and healing is the result. When the word is engrafted into you, and that's all you speak, healing comes, and sickness doesn't stand a chance. That's why I'm standing here today. And let me tell you what, when I got clobbered the way I did, just the end of last year, when I got clobbered that way, I had to be reminded by God, now what you've been teaching, start doing it more. Because I was like kind of starting to waver after 2 months. Yeah? And God said to me, you got to take it. You got to take it. It's yours. Take it now. So we all need to hear this. We all need to come up higher. We all need to understand and locate ourselves. Where are we? Amen, amen. And so the image that the word creates in you is already a reality in the spirit realm. The image that the word creates in you is already a reality in the spirit realm. Now, that's why it's vitally important when he says in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 22, I think, to 25, he says over there, and we quote it in the every time we start, looking into the mirror of liberty. The Bible says, don't be like the man. He looks in the mirror and he sees himself as God sees him. Healed, prosperous, victorious, conqueror, being supplied of all of his needs, protected. Everything God said is in the mirror of God's word. So I look in the word of God, I see myself, I see, oh, by his stripes I'm healed. So now I start to get a vision of being healed. I keep this in front of my face. That's why I said, do not let the word depart from your eyes. He told Joshua, he said, don't fear and don't let the word depart from your eyes. Meditate and study it, and so you could day and night, and then you'll be like a tree planted by rivers of water. Amen, right? So this is the mirror of the word. And then he says, but you work away from the word of God and you soon forget what kind of person you are. It says man. What kind of man you are. So now you're apart from the word. You've forgotten that you're healed. You've forgotten that you're prosperous. You're not quoting what the word says. You're not seeing into the mirror of perfection anymore. Amen. Amen. Come on, that you need to think on that. Amen. He said those words. God said those words. You're looking into the mirror of God's word. What I look when I look, what I see when I look in my mirror at home, I see me. I look in the mirror and I see myself. And I can see who I am. And God says you're looking into the mirror of his word. And you see yourself as he sees you. You will never see who you are until you see who God says you are.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Currie from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you and we hope to see you soon.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4900.